In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Just days after Colorado launched a COVID-19 hotline, some people say the wait time can be over an hour. The hotline is supposed to help Coloradans get answers to questions about COVID-19 and vaccinations, but some, like Gwen Lane of Littleton, haven't been able to get through to anyone.
I'm sure I'm like many, many other senior citizens, that I am so frustrated. And to me, getting that shot just gives me a little hope that my life, I'm a widow, and I am so ready to have a life again.
To meet the demand, the state is tripling the number of call representatives from 50 to 150. And it says the average wait time on Wednesday was 34 minutes. A potential safety project for an Arkansas River dam in Pueblo would also create better recreational opportunities. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Two people died last summer when they were ejected from their raft and sucked underwater at the small dam near Pueblo City Park. Multiple accidents and fatalities have occurred there over the years, despite warning signage. The local water utility is working on a plan to mitigate the danger. Pueblo Water's Seth Clayton says the modifications would form a passageway in the river channel.
People can kayak through it, people can tube through it, and also so fish can make their way back up that reach of the river as well.
Clayton says they've submitted an application for a FEMA grant to cover most of the $10 million project, with the balance funded by the Water Board, City, County, and Conservancy District. If approved, work would begin next year. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Mostly sunny skies for Metro Denver today, highs around 60. Right now it's 29 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.